After a heartbreaking 16-13 overtime loss to the division rival Colts, the 1-3 Jags are again left searching for answers. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel, JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. The day after, hey, we start on offense. Not the best of days overall. Some missed opportunities, especially in the second half. The second half drive chart is not pretty. Five punts and then the missed field goal at the end of regulation.
Well, and most importantly, the red zone efficiency was not very good. You were 1 of 3 in the red zone. You had penalties that disrupted drives. You have to be better offensively. You can't have a second half shutout.
Defensively, the good was that they had two turnovers, two fumbles forced, two recovered. The bad, though, the penalties. They had one drive in the second half with five penalties for 42 penalty yards. That's not going to get it done.
No, but when you give up 13 points in regulation, you would expect to win that ball game.
That's right.
You know, the disappointing thing is overall, defensively, offensively, special teams. You're on the road against the Indianapolis Colts, the team that has been owning the division for a number of years now. And you had them on the ropes with a 40-year-old backup quarterback. The Colts were missing Andrew Luck, and you couldn't take care of it. And that's disappointing. You could tell that Matt Hasselbeck was not quite the Matt Hasselbeck of 30 years old, and you wish that they were able to get a few more turnovers, maybe a little bit more pressure, but they were unable to do that.
Literally the only time ever that Luck has not played for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, rarely a chance for two game-winning field goals in a game. Jason Myers missed both of them. So how does the first-year kicker respond?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, kickers have to be mentally tough. When they make kicks, everybody loves them. When they miss kicks, all of a sudden they become very secluded. And he's going to have to deal with that emotion all by himself because right now his teammates are not very fond of him, and that's just part of the gig. That's what it takes to be a kicker. You got to be mentally tough. He's got to bounce back.
Wins in the NFL are tough enough, but for Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton, they're even tougher when you beat yourself.
The Jaguars played poorly in all phases in New England, and Tom Brady made them pay. The Jaguars played poorly in one key phase of the game in Indianapolis, and it was all Matt Hasselbeck had to use against them, and he did. In what should have been a big divisional win and the opportunity to change the narrative around this football team, it wasn't. It's still the same old story. Jaguars lose. But this time, they beat themselves. No stat stands out more than penalties. A season-high 13 flags from a team that averaged less than 5 per game last year and only 6 per game this season. The Colts' only touchdown drive of the game was bolstered by 5. Count them, 5 penalties, which gave the Colts 42 yards and 4 first downs, including 3 on third down, and 2 of those were on 3rd and 9 yards to go or longer. Still, the Jags led 13-10 at the break and came out and drove the ball down the field until penalties took hold once again. T.J. Yeldon's 15-yard run on second down from the Colts' 38 should have set up 1st and 10 at the Colts' 23. But a holding call took it back 25 yards to the 48, and the Jaguars had to punt. A gunner on the punt team ran out of bounds on his own, which gave the Colts 18 more yards. An illegal formation made 3rd and 2 into 3rd and 7, and, well, you know the rest of the story. This one stings, and it should. Tom Brady beating you is one thing. You beating you? Well, there's just no reasonable explanation for that.
Thank you, Brian. Who you got on All Access tonight, Jeff?
Got Allen Hurns. He had a tremendous game. 11 catches in the ballgame. And you know what I love most about him? He's tough. He is flat out tough. He's been nicked up, but he continues to play, and he continues to play at a high level.
Undrafted guy still trying to prove it. Of course, Jaguars Monday tonight on 1010XL starts at 6 o'clock. Roselli and Prisco, they'll have something to say about yesterday's game in Indianapolis. That's 6 to 8 on 1010XL. Gus Bradley scheduled to speak with the media today at 1 o'clock. We'll carry it live on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.